Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
John Holden in with us this morning, Stafford County's Economic Development and Tourism Director. John, good morning. Good to have you here this morning. Been
good morning,
a while,
Ted.
Since you've been here.
Good morning, Ted. Yes, it's great to be back. It's good to see you.
As we have, just listening to that weather forecast, and I keep my eye on you and what you're doing. You like to get out and hike and do things.
Yeah.
I can see that this weekend might open up for you.
I might hit that little white ball around a few times, more than a few times actually, probably a lot of times. So
yeah, after it's nice even with these cold days we've had this week when it warms up on the weekend.
It is nice.
So this is going to be something.
Where I used to live, there was a bunch of white stuff on the ground last night. So I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, Maine is where was it? Wasn't it Maine that you came from? Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good to be here, Ted. Thanks.
You have been in a number of times, and we have talked about the county has been so active, and I think one of the more active localities you can probably make the case in the country as far as trying to help out business interests with grants during the coronavirus. And you're at it again. Stafford County's at it again, and it starts, 9 o'clock this morning?
Yes, Ted. Thank you. In fact, yes. The Stafford EDA started back in April, actually early March, and put out a round of grants of about $450,000 of their own money. And then Stafford County was fortunate enough to get federal money through the CARES Act, and with the Board of Supervisors and the EDA, we went through a round we talked about a month ago of another $1 million of grants to local businesses. That's federal money, so it comes with some strings and also a schedule. And so we had a little bit remaining in our allocation, if you will. And again, this is federal CARES Act money that has to be expended and projects completed by the end of December. So we're on a real tight time frame here. But we had some funds, and so we created a new program called the Critical Tourism Assets Grant. And that opens today at 9 a.m. Simplest way is to head to gostaffordva.com. There's a big red image at the top. You click on that, and it'll take you right to the grant programs. But these are grants to support our tourism assets around the county. Again, another quick turnaround. We have to have these granted and approved within, 9 days. So we can make all the federal deadlines as well. But
okay.
There's $300,000 available for nonprofits or for-profit entities that, quite frankly, if they make the argument, consider themselves as a critical tourism asset. And that is something that where most of their sales or visitors or bring in customers from outside Stafford County. Just outside Stafford County. So I think there's a few of those around the county, and we hope to support them because they were hit really hard as a result of this virus.
Well, this is and I know I've heard from various businesses throughout as this has gone on, these kind of grants are lifesavers and allow them to keep going and in a lot of ways get their feet on the ground.
Sure. And, like we've talked before, entrepreneurship and businesses respond to markets, and a lot of them did and had to. But that was cash that they had or savings that they were not planning on spending on tarps or outside tables or heaters or all the PPE. So some of the earlier grants helped support those, and this one could as well, particularly for those places that attract visitors. There's an old saying in economic development is a team sport. It really is. We can talk about that a little bit later. But this is an example of the federal government putting in resources that frankly trickles down to the county, and we're able to support our local businesses. Frankly, some of the earlier programs the feds came up with was quite complicated, right? A lot of people benefited from the PPP program.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them, it was very complicated and wasn't actually structured for some local small businesses. So we were fortunate enough to get some of this fund into our more or less guidance so we could design programs that helped our businesses, as other jurisdictions did around the Commonwealth.
So if you're a if you're a business that that qualifies for this, this is something you want to get involved in right now. The window is so short, just being a week. How long will it take to fill out the necessary paperwork and all?
That's why we like to give a weekend. It's an online application. It's not significant. Because of the timeline, though, we need all the backup documentation in the application. Previously, we were given some windows to get in the documentation, but the federal guidelines are quite clear. They have to show some losses. We have to know they're, a real business, all that kind of thing. So all that kind of documentation that most businesses, although some small businesses, are so busy running their business, they don't remember where they put these things. So we hope people can focus over the weekend and get these in. Again, the applications open today at 9 a.m. It close on the 11th at 4 p.m. And that, frankly, gives us we'll review them as they come in, but we have 2 days to turn those around and approve those. So we need to get going on it. Again, these are businesses, Stafford businesses, that are small businesses defined by the SBA, and they have to show a financial impact due to COVID-19, and we need documentation on that of how they can show that impact. So, there's $300,000 available. Grants, individual entities are up to $50,000 each.
Boy, $50,000 is a nice that's a nice grant.
Yeah, some of these we had some businesses in Stafford that did not meet our previous guidelines that were generic across SBA definitions. These get a little more specific by the type of business. I don't want to get too wonky on you, but we think we've crafted a program that will allow perhaps businesses or nonprofits that were not eligible last time to apply for these.
Boy, we've said it before when you've come in. This is a lot of work for your staff, and has kept. We talk about these programs, and they are great, and they have helped a lot of businesses and a lot of employees, but. Hats off to your staff, too.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate that. It is a lot to, first of all, digest the federal rules, then design a program, do the marketing for it, and then review them. I don't have the exact numbers, but it's safe to say over 140, maybe 150 businesses have been supported through the grants programs we've done over the last, 7 months.
Yeah.
There were many more than that applied, not a whole lot more, but if you think we have to review all those applications, make sure they fit the guidelines, there's a lot of work. So I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Now, anytime you're dealing with any kind of a federal kind of program, there's just a lot of binders and paperwork that you got to go through.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's important. It's public money. Even when we did the first round, it's really public money. So you have to, you have to be cautious and do it diligently. But we think we have a good program out here for, again, critical tourism businesses and nonprofits, and encourage them to visit our website at gostaffordva.com. Can't miss the big red banner at the top, and that'll take you right to where you need to go.
John Holden is here, Stafford County's Economic Development and Tourism Director. And before we get out of here this morning, we will talk about that, this grant again this morning. Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More coming up with John when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
John Holden here this morning, Stafford County's Economic Development and Tourism Director. John, this is pretty exciting stuff. We're going to get into another one of these grants, but despite all the work, I know that you do feel. And we've talked about this, just about how you feel fortunate that you have been able to offer some hope to so many different entities in Stafford
absolutely.
County.
Yeah, absolutely. Every jurisdiction in the Commonwealth or county, for sure, was allocated some federal money. So we were fortunate enough working with our Board of Supervisors and our EDA to design the first well, actually, it was the second round of programs
yeah.
that we talked about previously, the Stay Safe and Sleep in Stafford. As I said, we had some funds still left over, so we designed this Critical Tourism Asset Grant Program. We designed those three and this one to hit different segments of our business economy. Some were eligible for two of those programs. This is very unique one because, again, as I said earlier, some of the entities that may have been eligible for those weren't. And again, we got to just we're fortunate to have these resources, financial resources, yeah. and let's get them into the hands that can use them.
Well, and so many localities have just taken the lump sum and just assigned it to a certain area. Stafford hasn't done that, and in turn, I think you have really helped a larger number of people.
Yeah, as I said, there's over probably over 150 businesses that have gotten various versions of the grants we've done over the last 7 months. And again, we may have a handful more coming out of this to the tune of, close to $2 million at the end of the day, all of which, of course, has to get accounted for and audited starting middle of November, as I said to you offline there.
Yeah.
So we got to get this program out and done and start to document the figures and get them back to our financers, who has to then set it up to the U.S. Treasury. So a lot of work to be done on our end. But, that's what we're here to do, is to help businesses. We have some other programs designed to help businesses indirectly, but importantly, as opposed to, everyone likes cash in their pocket. So we look forward to, those for-profit or nonprofit entities in Stafford that consider themselves a critical tourism asset. We have some guidelines on their website, and see if we can help them out as they've struggled to get through or change their market to address COVID.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the next grant you have is the Rediscover Stafford marketing campaign. Yeah. So I guess this is a marketing tool.
Yeah, so this isn't a grant to businesses. This is a use of CARES Act fund, quite frankly. What's the saying about when you copy things, it's the best flattery of
I know you, yes
a lot of yeah. other jurisdictions mm-hmm. around have done some marketing programs with their CARES Act to help get people into their communities and eat, drink, and play. So we have a program coming out called Rediscover Stafford. Again, this is CARES Act money that we're going to do some very targeted, specific marketing for Stafford businesses. It's focused to show visitors how they can rediscover Stafford and experience travel in the region safely during this period, because I think this COVID period is going to continue for a while.
Yeah.
So we need people to understand that they can travel, visit Stafford, visit restaurants, visit our tourism sites, visit the river, visit the parks safely. So we've designed a program that includes videos of various Stafford locations. When we'll be launching that towards the end of this, we have to expend this program too. So that'll be launched here coming up in December. It's really designed to capture, as people rethink how they, people aren't traveling as much mm-hmm. around the nation and country. So more local trips, and so we want them to consider Stafford, or as we say, rediscover Stafford.
There are a lot of things to either rediscover or even discover in Stafford. Just a couple of weeks ago on this show, we had the manager at Whitewater State Park, mm-hmm. and you think about places like Whitewater or Government Island or Crow's Nest. Absolutely. Just some of those just come to mind of where you can go and do some fabulous hiking or trips. There is a lot. Stafford has a lot to offer besides the Chathams and the Belmonts and Ferry Farm and those areas.
The quote air quote safer things to do.
Yeah.
Including three nice golf courses in Stafford.
Yeah.
Some recreation fields as well. And then, we encourage people then to, grab a bite to eat or grab mm-hmm. a beer or a glass of wine or, whatever you prefer, a cup of coffee and stay in Stafford. And so this campaign, the interesting thing about doing marketing and economic development tourism is the people in Stafford won't see these. because we're not marketing to them. So they often wonder, well, what are you doing with our money or with our public money? Well, we're spending it in places. This is very targeted. These are going to be on Hulu and Google Ads and that kind of thing, so that the people that may want to do that will consider Stafford. You know, it's quite frankly, our friends in Northern Virginia. We'd encourage them to visit Stafford. As you said, visit the parks, go along the river, and enjoy some food and some place safely in Stafford.
No, it's the kind of thing I can see that, you know, if you're up like in Philadelphia or something, mm-hmm. and online, all of a sudden something pops up like that. I mean, it's those kind of things. I mean, these areas that we talk about, it wasn't that long ago that Stafford didn't have the type of, you know, like you say, the golf courses or some of these open spaces, and there may be even be.
Sure.
People even around here don't know about a lot of
it. The fascinating thing about today's marketing world is all of you, as everybody probably knows intrinsically, if they haven't thought about it, it can be so targeted because of the way we view media now and data. We've talked about the data economy. In fact, one of the other programs we have we can talk about next is how businesses can take advantage of the new data economy to mm-hmm. market their business in this new world. But you know, some of the ads we're going to be showing will be very targeted on, you know, Amazon Prime or Hulu mm-hmm. in markets, like I mentioned, Northern Virginia, and also further probably targeted to the type of show they're on. So if you're watching a show on Amazon Prime about the Civil War,
right,
you may see an ad about Stafford, and that will intrigue you because you're watching a show about the Civil War. Mm-hmm. If you're watching a show about, you know, Florida beaches, you probably won't see a Stafford ad, right?
Yeah.
As example. So that's the kind of targeted marketing we're really focused on, as all businesses are in today's economy.
Well, and the fact that you and I are sitting in the studio talking and our phones are sitting here, I have no question that this afternoon on Facebook, something for Stafford County or for Government Island or Widewater will somehow magically appear. It just
something.
Does.
I mean, you scroll on your phone and look at an ad for, you know, whatever it is, a shirt or a pair of pants, you're gonna see an ad a little bit later on that same thing.
Yeah, so just the fact that we have, with our phones in here, have talked about something with Stafford County will pop up. But no, these are important things just to get the word out and to bring more people into
absolutely,
the area.
Absolutely. So we're trying to cover all the bases. I said we've done some direct grants. We have one more grant program, the Critical Tourism Asset Program. We're doing some marketing, critical, targeted marketing, and we can talk next time about some other direct business assistance to help businesses adjust in today's technology world, adjust to COVID. But more than that, COVID aside, the way we do commerce in the world has changed.
Yeah.
And all businesses can learn from each other, learn from some experts we're bringing in about how you can use the new technologies to, you know, sell one more cup of coffee or sell one more shirt or sell one more meal, whatever it might be.
Yeah. Well, and this is the kind of this marketing campaign will help Stafford, but helps the region, because you come from out of town and you don't it's not as no, I'm only here for Stafford. It's going to help the city in Spotsylvania.
I appreciate that, Ted. You know how I feel about regional economic development.
Yeah.
And in fact, some of the other programs we're doing, which maybe we can get to later, are about regional entrepreneurship and development. We're doing a program out in King George we can talk about a little bit later. You know, we're all in this thing together. At the end of the day, you know, a business is located in a certain jurisdiction, and the jurisdiction gets revenue because of taxes. That's all important. But so is the fact that the workforce, the number one thing for business is labor and the workforce. And people live where they live and travel across the region to their place of work. So that's the most critical thing, is working together in entrepreneurship and economic development.
Well, I remember what was during the summer when you had a program. I mean, we talked to We talked to the facilitator of the program, and it was, you know, the whole thing. You kept emphasizing over and over, this is for everybody. You know, this isn't just, you don't have to be just a Stafford business to be involved in this.
I mean, we consider, I work for Stafford, and Stafford's the center of the universe for me, right? So, as a center, you work around the region, right? So, the fact that we've brought the group called Riot, and Tom Snyder and his crew. In fact, they're up here. They're coming up today to meet with two or three businesses, not all of them in Stafford, to help advise them. So the fact that we brought this other resource, these other experts, if you will, in entrepreneurship and technology to our region is what it's all about.
John Holden is here this morning. He's Stafford County's Economic Development and Tourism Director. And we are talking about just a lot of exciting things. A lot of exciting things as far as CARES Act money and just a regional cooperation that we are focusing in on this morning. More coming up. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism this morning. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now coming up on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Stafford County this morning. John Holden is here, the Stafford County Economic Development and Tourism Director. We talk about things. We've talked about CARES Act money and marketing. One of the things that I think that you really enjoy is just the setting up of programs and offering things. And as we talked about, to the region, and you've got a number of things going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's always, how I feel about being innovative and creative, both in what we do, but also in business. So, we had the opportunity to discuss how we would design what's called an entrepreneurial ecosystem in our larger region. And we were fortunate enough to get some funds last year from a group called Go Virginia, not to get too wonky again, but we were able to bring the group called Riot, who've been very successful, actually internationally, designing those kinds of things, but focused on technology and the new data gig economy, if you will. And so we were fortunate enough to actually bring them to Virginia. And they've launched their program here in Virginia from Stafford, but really the larger Fredericksburg region. And we've been exploring that for about 6 months now in the midst of COVID. But at the same time, that's a regional thing. And coming up in early December, there's a program, a virtual program being held in, to really talk about the future of King George. And here I am, Stafford's Economic Development Director, talking about doing a program about King George.
Yeah.
But that's how important it is to work regionally.
Mm-hmm.
King George workforce works in Stafford and vice versa. Of course, Dahlgren is a major economic driver for the entire region. And the focus of it is probably more around Dahlgren for King George. But we'll be there sharing what we learn. And it's all about helping each other learn and grow, right? Both as an economy, but also as businesses. So that's on December 3rd. It's a virtual event. You can get to that again through our website. But also, we've created a meetup program where people can go on and talk about subjects. And if you go to meetup.com and look for Riot-Virginia, you'll see a growing, we hope growing, a group of people that are interested about growing their businesses and helping other businesses grow and sharing ideas. And so there's more information there. Of course, you can contact us too about the event out in King George on December 3rd at 4 p.m. But that's part of a larger regional program to build entrepreneurship in our region in Stafford. And we have some other specific programs, again, open to anyone, but they're, if you will, housed in Stafford, although they're virtually. Although we have a program coming up that's is in person. It's called Customer Discovery Workshop. Again, being put on by Riot, for the benefit of Stafford businesses and our regional businesses. That's December 10th and 11th. Again, you can get to that through our website, contact us, or meetup.com/riot-Virginia events. That particular series of programs is very specific to businesses. It's limited to a handful of businesses or a dozen or so that can learn from each other, but also learn from these people that have worked with businesses all around the world, particularly in the Mid-Atlantic states.
And as you were talking about the program on December 3rd, the mapping the future of King George. You think about Dahlgren, you think about Stafford right next door, and then you've got Quantico. I mean, Stafford's right in the middle, so it makes perfect sense to do something like that.
Absolutely. There's, the whole idea of what's called research and development or technology transfer when the government, particularly military, designs new technology, ultimately that can be spun out, as we call it, into a local economy. And in fact, here's a perfect example. There's a company in Stafford called First Line Technologies. They developed and commercialized a technology that came out of Dahlgren, and now they're in Stafford. So why wouldn't we work with King George? But, again, that's not about attracting all the businesses to Stafford. It's about helping businesses around the region learn to commercialize the technology that is available in these government facilities, primarily military. So I think that's one of the focus will be at the King George event. I think one of the speakers, in fact, is the involved in tech transfer for Dahlgren. And their whole purpose is to encourage that into the economy.
It's so fascinating. I was talking with you, John, because you do have you have a unique perspective of all of this as we talk regional. That this, like you say, that at the end of the day, Stafford is your focus, but you do understand that when people, whether they're tourists or companies come here. Nobody looks as though there's the border to Spotsylvania, the border to King George.
If you're interested in a winery or brewery in King George, you're going to go to the border. It doesn't matter that you crossed a county line. You can say anything about Stafford. If you're interested in visiting where George Washington grew up, you don't care if it's in Stafford or Fredericksburg. You'll go to Ferry Farm, right?
So, yeah.
If you're interested in working in a business in the distribution and sector, we hope to have some of those in Stafford in the near future. Those workers will come from Caroline, King George, even Prince William, and further around the region.
Well, and you often talk, most every time you come in here, or at least every other time, about economic development being a team sport.
Absolutely.
And this is a great example of
Absolutely.
That.
We work with our friends at the state. We work with friends around our region. There's a whole system of that in terms of attracting new businesses. But it's also, when you work with a small business, we're sometimes referring them to our colleagues at University of Mary Washington Small Business Development Center, who can give them free advice on growing their business. Mm-hmm. We brought this group Riot in because we believe it's good for Stafford because of their technology focus. But at the end of the day, they're going to help businesses from around the region and, quite frankly, the entire Commonwealth. I can't express how important it is that, from an economic standpoint, that it is a team sport and we work with our colleagues or in different counties. And that, at the end of the day, doesn't matter to a business or a customer, for that matter.
Well, and it would be so easy, especially in these times, to just say, we got to pull back. We got to stay safe.
Yep.
And but you have continued to do on top of kind of overseeing the implementation of the CARES Act money, you continue to do these kind of things that I think will put Stafford in a really great position once everything is open back up fully.
Yeah, thanks, Ted. It's been a great just going on 2.5 years since I've been here, and there's just so much potential here. There was a basic foundation here. It takes just the messaging, as I say, to pull it together. There's some internal things we have to do, and we've done. The board took action early on a couple of years ago in setting that merchant capital tax down to essentially zero.
Yeah.
But working with the region, and at the end of the day, it's all about helping businesses grow. and existing businesses right now because of COVID and otherwise. We're helping doing some marketing, as I mentioned, the Rediscover program, the tourism businesses. We have a grant program for that. And we have this direct assistance, if you will, free, by the way, to businesses that want to learn how to better adjust to these changing markets and use technology.
In these tough times, just in some cases, just helping businesses continue on, and in some cases, I would think that some businesses have been able to expand. But I you know, if I'm a business and I'm looking for a place, I look at Stafford and I see not only that, I mean, there's a great deal of care for how I do if I'm in Stafford County.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're here to do. And I just saw another example of regionalism, and the fact that we have the baseball field in Fredericksburg is a great example. We were very supportive of that.
Yeah.
That's just something we would never have. So why not take advantage of it, sell the region? Mm-hmm. Obviously, it'll be a big benefit to the city of Fredericksburg, but it's also a big benefit to Stafford.
Sure.
And some of the businesses in Stafford, because as people, you know, particularly if they're coming from the north, guess where they're driving through to get to that stadium, right?
Yeah.
So, well, that's just how we think in economic development. And, you know, the other day, I work for Stafford County, but at the end of the day, I think we're all part of a larger matrix of businesses and community.
John Holden here with the Stafford County Economic Development and Tourism Director. The Board of Supervisors meets this afternoon, and a project I know you've been working on over by Centerport Parkway is on the agenda, and there may be some movement on that today.
Well, as you know, Centerport has been designed and developed to be a major hub for employment in Stafford County.
To me, that area just seems like it is about ready to just explode.
Yeah. So we, again, the board took some action a couple of years ago in terms of policy. We've been doing some major marketing. We've brought in some world-class developers who want to build some more distribution facilities or tech manufacturing, by the way, perhaps data centers. And so we think we've addressed some concerns that were raised a couple weeks ago. And again, the board will be reviewing that today. And again, Centerport was designed and is in the comp plan as a major employment distribution center. It makes absolute sense, particularly COVID aside, the way the retail economy has been evolving,
mm-hmm.
What's called last mile distribution. Stafford is ideally located for that, particularly serving the DMV. Given our relatively lower property and lease rates compared to Northern Virginia, and also being north of the Rappahannock.
I never thought of that.
Every river, even with the new bridges and the new high lanes, every river is a slowdown point for traffic. So being where we are, we're perfectly strategically located. That interchange was designed for this kind of thing. So we look forward to hope and grow that kind of business in Centerport.
I never thought of that, about just that part. And you've got the airport there, and you're right on 95 right there. Mm-hmm. And it's you look at that place and think you take a look at just the comparative to say Loudoun or even Prince William, and you look at that and you just think, you know, Stafford might be a better fit.
We'd like to think we have the best value. In terms of tax rates and lease rates and property rates, the cost of doing business will be relatively lower in Stafford than it would be in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
And yet we're strategically located to service all the markets from the DMV, even down to Richmond as the new retail home delivery market really starts to take off in this new economy we're in.
And you think about the potential there at Centerport. You think about what we've talked about, the whole downtown Stafford concept, and how that's you know could explode. These are like we said. I mean, Stafford hasn't been just sitting idly by during the pandemic. Positioning yourself.
No, we've actually seen as much activity as we did prior to the pandemic, quite frankly, in terms of because of that particular market in last mile distribution was growing, is growing, will continue to grow. That didn't change as a result of the pandemic. In fact, it accelerated it. So again, we're strategically located for that kind of thing. And another point is it'll help us diversify our local economy. If I mm-hmm. speak specifically to Stafford, we need to diversify a little bit. We have great employment, government contracting, what you generally would call higher level employment. We have some good retail employment that was hit a lot by the pandemic. We don't have that middle economy. These are good paying jobs. They're advanced jobs in distribution. These aren't just people throwing things on racks. These are automated facilities. So we have a chance to diversify our economy, both from a tax-based perspective, but also an employment standpoint. These will be jobs that will be available to people that, you know, we've lost employment around this region. These will be jobs that people that can be trained relatively quickly to learn how to do these things. You know, it's a good career start.
And you're not filling up schools and, you know, making the roads congested as with, you know, another subdivision or something like that.
That's a third rail. I might not.
Touch. Yeah, I don't think you probably don't want to. But
economic development's about tax-based diversification, finding jobs, creating jobs, and creating new revenue that can help support the other things we want to do in a community, including schools and parks. And by diversifying that tax base into different sectors, that gives you a chance to, like anything, like if you're playing a sport. The wider your stance, you're more stable, right? If you hit a golf ball and your feet are together, you're going to fall over or swing a baseball.
Yeah.
You widen your stance or diversify your economy, you'll have a better chance of standing up when things get hard.
I liked how you used another golf example to showing that you've got your
baseball,
mind.
I tried baseball, but I don't do that very often.
No, but it's with warmer weather this weekend, you've got golf on your mind.
Absolutely.
You'll be out on one of Stafford's three golf courses this weekend. John Holden here, Stafford's Economic Development and Tourism Director. When we come back, we're gonna wrap it up and again talk about the CARES Act money that the grant that becomes available at 9 o'clock this morning. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
John Holden in this morning, Stafford County's Economic Development and Tourism Director. We began the program, John, by talking about this CARES Act money that in 6 minutes from now, people are eligible to get involved with, and it's a short window, so you want to get involved right now.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. We were fortunate enough to have some grant programs that we had to wrap up recently. That was CARES Act funded, and again, over close to $1 million of funds to local Stafford businesses. We have a little bit of money left, and so we have a week to put out a new program. We're calling it the Critical Tourism Asset Grants. Applications open today at 9 a.m. Go staffordva.com. You can't miss the red banner at the top. This grant is to help our tourism assets, as we call them, or businesses or nonprofits that have been directly impacted by the virus. Qualified businesses are eligible up to a grant to $50,000 each. We have $300,000 in the pot. So if everyone got the maximum, that'd be six businesses, obviously. We think, depending on what people ask for and what they do, this is one last effort to help businesses, tourism facilities that were, quite frankly, the most impacted by the virus.
Sure.
We had a specific program for hotels. This is not for hotels. We had a program about that earlier. This is those other things that kind of fall through the cracks sometimes.
Well, and again, like you said, these kind of CARES Act things, they're because they're government, there's a little bit of paperwork involved. So get involved. You know, if you think you're interested, or maybe you need to call your office and double-check.
We're here to answer questions. There are some documentation we need when you apply. That's all on the website. If you have any question about that, because we don't have any time to give you a conditional award because we have to close these grants. We have to put the paperwork together. obviously get the money to the awardees, but also report on all the grants we've done back to the federal government. So please check the guidelines on the website and get all your documentation together. If there's any questions, you can contact our office.
I always like how you do these, and you always have a weekend involved. So in case there is some work and you don't have the time during the week to do it, you can do it on the weekend.
Yeah, we've designed them exactly that way. The applications become live in just a few minutes. They're due on November 11th at 4 p.m. So we have a week to get those. The sooner you get them in, the better for us, quite frankly, because we literally have to approve those by the 13th because of all the paperwork we have to do on our end. So
$50,000 is a nice amount to be able to do something and to help your business.
Yeah, as we talked earlier, this is one last effort to hit those entities that maybe couldn't qualify for some of the other grants we did, maybe did, and also are just unique. And, those places that attract visitors that, from a government standpoint, that's a good thing because visitors spend money and generate sales tax, of course.
Well, these grant programs have been terrific, but boy, I don't know how you keep them all straight, because we're jumping from we're all from tourism to hotels to marketing.
Ted, you mentioned it earlier, and I will say I've got a great staff, and they keep me on track, and we work together. We like to think of ourselves as a band because we make great music for Stafford, and we all have our role. We all play our specific instrument, but we're all stronger together.
And sometimes you're the soloist, and you've got a great voice for it. No, and Courtney is a great help to me. I mean, I'll just say Courtney is a terrific help to this show and making things work. So, well, John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ted. It's great to be here. I hope to be back soon.
Yeah, we'll talk. We will definitely talk soon. Go staffordva.com to get involved and to find out more about the critical tourism assets grant. John Holden, Stafford County's Economic Development and Tourism Director. That is it. We'll see you in the morning. Have a great day on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will see you. Stay safe.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.